Welcome again to the Sustainability Podcast, where we explore how cutting-edge technologies and innovative practices are forging a sustainable future. Today, we're diving into some fascinating developments across various industries. First up, enhancing cybersecurity and technical partnerships. We start with Nozomi Networks expanding its partnership with Yokogawa. They're aiming to deliver top-tier security services for operational technology worldwide. This collaboration should enhance the resilience and safety of critical infrastructure against cyber threats. The partnership is crucial as it combines Nozomi's expertise in network monitoring and threat detection with Yokogawa's global industrial automation leadership, thereby enhancing the secure posture of vital industrial processes. Then, in semiconductor developments, the U.S. government has detailed preliminary terms for a substantial investment in TSMC, highlighting a strategic move to strengthen domestic chip manufacturing and secure the technical supply chain. This investment not only bolsters U.S. national security, but also ensures a resilient supply chain for critical components that power everything from smartphones to advanced defense systems. Next up, advancements in operational efficiency and technology. L&T Technology Services has revitalized operational efficiency with their latest project on centrifugal compressors, showcasing significant advancements in industrial productivity and innovation. New compressor design from LTTS exemplifies how engineering innovation can drive enhanced efficiency and lower energy consumption in manufacturing, which is key for sustainable energy and industrial practices. Next up, Arm has introduced the Ethos U85, a neural processing unit that promises to revolutionize IoT applications with its robust performance and efficiency, potentially transforming smart device integrations across industries. The Ethos U85 enables smarter, more autonomous devices at the edge, significantly reducing the need for constant cloud connectivity and also lowers energy usage and costs. Then, in strategic business moves, Mitsubishi Electric handed over its distribution transformer business to Hitachi Industrial Equipment, a move that aims to focus on innovation in energy-efficient solutions and reinforce the power distribution sector in Japan. The business transfer is strategic as it combines Mitsubishi's technological prowess with Hitachi's operational excellence, likely leading to advances in smart grid and sustainable energy solutions. Next, Siemens has launched Synec Security Guard, a new software that automates the identification of vulnerabilities in production assets, significantly enhancing cybersecurity measures in industrial settings. His new software addresses critical needs for rapid automated detection of potential cyber threats on the factory floor, which is essential for maintaining operational integrity and safety. Then in the world of enterprise-grade AI, GlobalLogic has announced a groundbreaking platform of platforms to facilitate the deployment of enterprise-grade AI, thus setting a new standard in the operationalization of AI technologies across business sectors. GlobalLogic's platform represents a leap forward in AI deployment, providing enterprises with tools to seamlessly integrate AI into their operations, thus driving innovation and efficiency at scale. Schneider Electric, in partnership with IP Configure, is working on building security solutions through their integrated video management systems, aiming to bolster both urban safety and operational efficiency. This partnership exemplifies how combining traditional security systems with advanced video analytics can enhance building security and operational insights, leading to safer, more efficient urban environments. Then, in the world of sustainable and green technologies, Vertigy has formalized a strategic agreement with Doral to supply green hydrogen electrolysis systems, which is a step forward towards reducing global energy-related carbon emissions significantly by targeting a number of hard-to-abate sectors. Green hydrogen is emerging as a key component of the global strategy to reduce carbon emissions, and Virgy's technology, which facilitates the efficient production of hydrogen from renewable energy sources, is at the forefront of this transition. Schneider Electric and Digital Realty have embarked on a data center circular economy initiative in Paris, France, pioneering efforts to minimize e-waste and enhance energy efficiency through innovative recycling and refurbishment programs. This initiative by Schneider Electric and Digital Realty is groundbreaking, aiming to set a new standard for sustainable practices in the data center industry by focusing on the longevity and recyclability of the infrastructure itself. Then, on expanding the scope of sustainability, Qualcomm has unveiled AI-ready industrial and embedded AI platforms, including micro-power Wi-Fi systems on a chip, designed to drive innovation across various industries by enhancing machine connectivity and intelligence. Qualcomm's new platforms are set to transform industrial applications by embedding the AI directly into devices, increasing their efficiency and enabling near real-time decision-making, which is critical for sustainability. Then, on the subject of advanced AI and networking technologies, the ARC Energy Transition Workshop provided key takeaways for driving the future of sustainability. This included insights into accelerating the adoption of renewable energy sources and integrating them into existing infrastructures. The workshop highlighted critical strategies for energy transition and emphasizing the need for robust policy frameworks and technological innovation to achieve a sustainable energy future effectively. And of course, support for this workshop is graciously supplied by Siemens Energy. In the world of battery and energy storage, Zeta Energy and Log9 Materials have partnered to drive innovation in advanced battery systems. Their collaboration focuses on developing next-generation battery technologies that promise higher efficiency and lower environmental impact. This partnership, too, is crucial as it brings together complementary technologies that may lead to breakthroughs in battery performance and sustainability, potentially transforming energy storage solutions worldwide. Then, in the world of carbon credit systems, Biodel AG and Carbon Asset Solutions have partnered to deliver more accurate carbon credit measurements. This partnership aims to improve the reliability and transparency of carbon trading markets. Of course, accurate measurement and verification of carbon credits are essential for the credibility of carbon markets. This initiative by Biodel and Carbon Asset Solutions could greatly enhance the integrity of carbon trading, fostering greater trust and participation in environmental sustainability efforts. Then, in additional partnerships in energy and automation, Yokogawa and Grid Beyond have concluded a strategic partnership to implement electricity trading solutions. This move is set to enhance grid reliability and promote the use of renewable energy resources. It represents a big step forward towards modernizing the energy grid. By integrating advanced energy trading solutions, Yokogawa and Grid Beyond are facilitating more dynamic energy management, which is key to incorporating renewable resources efficiently. Then, in the world of digital twin technologies, Siemens and Microsoft have converged to expand digital twin technologies, integrating their advanced simulations with real-world data to optimize operations and maintenance in a variety of industries. Digital twins, as we know, are becoming an essential tool in industries ranging from manufacturing to urban planning to the energy transition. This collaboration between Siemens and Microsoft will likely accelerate the adoption of digital twins in many markets, enabling more sophisticated, data-driven decision-making processes. So, from securing industrial operations to advancing green energy solutions, today's stories on this week's edition of the Sustainability Podcast reflect a global commitment to leveraging technology for a sustainable future. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today, and we look forward to you on future editions of the ARC Advisory Group Sustainability Podcast.